Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to I'm New Here. I'm your host, Dawn Richardson. And this month, we have been unpacking, layer by layer, moment by moment, not just the stories we lived, but the patterns we've held tightly inside. And today, we're going to talk about when healing hurts. Because healing isn't just affirmations and light. Sometimes it's tears in the shower, grief out of nowhere, and emotional waves that feel like they might take you under. But those moments aren't signs of failure. They're proof. Proof that you're finally touching what needed to be released. So let's talk about the part of healing no one prepares us for. The hurt that happens right before the breakthrough. You know, everybody loves to talk about the glow up. The peace, the transformation you feel once you've had that aha moment, you feel like you're healing. But no one talks about the part when we're healing feels like confusion, grief, and breaking wide open. Here's the truth. Healing doesn't hurt because something is wrong with you. Healing hurts because something inside you is finally ready to be let go. A wound doesn't heal without tenderness, and tenderness is painful, especially when you've built a life around being strong. So you remember when I said, you know, the healing starts with tears in the shower. That's when my healing started. It started in the shower, not too long ago. I was in the shower, just letting the water hit my shoulders, thinking about nothing in particular. It's just like a normal shower. But something about that water, it activated something in me. One minute I was standing there like I always do, and the next, my whole chest tightened up. My throat felt like it was closing. And before I could stop it, the tears just came. They just rolled down my face. Not the delicate tears, not soft tears, but that heavy, deep, ugly, crying tears. Full body release. I had to put my hands on the wall to brace myself because everything I'd been holding in, probably for years, came rushing up all at once. That and the water made it impossible to tell where the shower ended and my tears began. It was as if the water said, "Let it go. I'll help carry this one." That night wasn't peaceful. It shook me. Once I got myself together, I still felt like I was cracked wide open. Like I said, it wasn't peaceful, but it was honest. And in that honesty, healing finally had room to breathe. Because that's the thing about healing. It doesn't always show up gently. Sometimes it breaks you open so something new can be built. So why does healing hurt? Healing hurts because, one, you finally feel what you once buried. Emotions you ignored now have space and permission. Two, you're shedding old protective layers. You're letting go of survival patterns and feels like vulnerability. You're grieving the version of you that held everything alone. Healing often triggers sorrow. Not because you're weak, but because you're human.
You're facing truths you never named out loud. And truth, even when freeing, can sting a little bit.
Lastly, you're growing. And growth always requires discomfort. The space between what was and what will be. So if healing hurts right now, it means you're not hiding anymore. It means the work is working. So let me say this to you, softly but clearly. You're not hurting because you're breaking. No. You're hurting because you're becoming. The emotional armor, it's unraveling. Your spirit is detoxing. You're releasing stories that lived inside you for too long. And the pain? Well, the pain is directional. It's purposeful. It's proof that your heart is willing to do what your mind avoided. Your heart is willing to confront, process, and release. You're not falling apart. Not at all. You're falling into alignment. So how do you hold yourself together? How do you anchor yourself when healing hurts? Here's how you do that. First, you want to let the emotion move without judgment. A lot of times that means you might break down and cry. Let the tears come. Tears are not weakness. They're a release. It's like opening a floodgate. Let the tears come and cleanse away everything that no longer serves you. You also want to ground your body in comfort. Whatever that means to you, taking a warm bath, wrapping yourself in a soft blanket, having a hot cup of tea while you're listening to slow music, light some candles, aromatherapy, whatever you need to do to ground your body in comfort, do it. And three, don't search for meaning too soon. Understanding is going to come. It will come. You just have to trust your instincts and feel first. Rest often. Rest does not constitute sleeping. Rest means sit still. Be still. Just sit in silence. Close your eyes. Just rest. And speak to yourself with softness. Be gentle with yourself. Say to yourself, nothing is wrong with me. I'm making space for my own breakthrough. You're not losing control. You're gaining access. This week, I want you to be gentle with yourself. I want you to ask yourself, where does healing hurt the most for me right now? And what might that pain be trying to release? Don't rush your answer. Sit with it. Sit with the question, where does healing hurt the most for me right now? And what might that pain be trying to release? Let it reveal itself gently. Your body always knows what your spirit is ready to say. Trust your instincts. With that, I want to thank you for listening today. And thank you for sitting in this sacred discomfort with me today. You know, it's not easy. Healing is not easy. But you're not alone. You don't have to walk this healing alone. You're supported. You're safe to feel, and you're becoming who you were born to be. Be gentle with yourself. I'll see you next week as we continue to unpack, to release, and to rise.